Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing on the topic, the cut that makes a son, will you make the cut? And for that subject matter, I came from Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 to verse 13. And it reads, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. And as I said last week, here Paul began in the previous verse to speak on circumcision. And then on the following verse, we see him segue into baptism as if to make a connection between baptism and circumcision. And as I'd also said, that if you want to understand the truth that Paul is attempting to communicate concerning baptism, we will have to need first to understand the truth and the importance concerning circumcision. And for that, we went to Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 14. And here the Lord began to speak to Abraham concerning entering into a covenant with Abraham. But he has not told Abraham yet what is the seal or the sign of this covenant. What will this covenant look like? And he told Abraham, you know, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to multiply your seed. I'm going to make your father of many nations, and kings shall come forth out of your loin. Then going further down now, in about 12 verse 9, the Lord began to speak to Abraham concerning what this covenant will look like and what will be the sign or the seal of the covenant. And the Lord told Abraham that everyone in his house need to be circumcised, those born in his house and the stranger that is bought with money and brought in the house. And the Lord told Abraham that if any man is not circumcised, he will be cut off from Israel. They will not be his people, and he will not be their God. So God finally described to Abraham what this covenant or what the sign or the seal of the covenant would look like. And he says concerning a child that is born 8 days old must need be circumcised. And circumcision in ancient time involved the cutting away of the flesh, or cutting away the flesh, the hill of the foreskin. And the circumcision was either done by the father, or it was done by someone who was trained to undertake such responsibility, like a doctor today in the medical field. And so the Lord told Abraham that the seal or the sign of the covenant was circumcision. Now, the word covenant in the Hebrew is the word berit. And the basic definition of berit, it means to cut or to cut away. So the Lord told Abraham that I'm going to enter into covenant with you, and the sign of the covenant is the berit, or the cutting away of the hill of the foreskin. And now many people may wonder, why did God select this method or means to be the sign of the covenant? What was so important about circumcision? Well, the act of circumcision has spiritual implication and far-reaching ramifications. Now, it was the belief of the ancient Hebrew concerning. Now, you remember in Genesis chapter 3, after Adam and Eve sinned and they used fig leaves to cover themselves, and after, you know, the conversation that they had with God, and the scripture says that the Lord made coat of skin and covered Adam and Eve. Now, it is the belief, and many, many, you know, folks today in Christianity, in the church, will say, well, you know, when the Lord, when the scripture said the Lord made a coat of skin and covered Adam and Eve, it has been interpreted that that was the first prophetic type and shadow of Christ, where an animal was slain and their skin used to cover Adam and Eve. But that was not necessarily the belief of the ancient Hebrews. The ancient Hebrews believed that when man was created, man was clothed in light. The scripture speaks of God. The scripture says concerning the Lord that he covered himself with light as with a garment. So it was the belief of the ancient Hebrew that when man was created, they were covered with light. The Bible says they were naked and they knew it not. The reason why they could not observe their nakedness is, along with their sense of innocence, they were covered with light. So it's the belief. So light was given them as a clothing. So the belief was when Adam and Eve sinned, their light was snuffed out. That's why the scripture says concerning we've been born in darkness, or children of the night. So when Adam and Eve sinned, it was their belief that their light was snuffed out, and they now saw their nakedness, for which they were ashamed. And so the scripture says they believed that when the scripture said that the Lord made coat of skin to cover Adam and Eve, what God actually did by their belief, what God actually did was to cover them with skin, the skin that we now see that covers our human flesh. They believed that that was the coat of skin that God covered Adam and Eve with. And so now that coat of skin that came about as a result of their disobedience and their fall represented the separation between God and man, because God clothed himself in light. Man was made in the image of God. Man was created clothed in light. When man sinned, that light was snuffed out. He lost his garment of light. He was now naked. So God covered man with coat of skin, the skin that we now see today. So again, that skin represented the fall. It represented sin. And it represented a separation from God. So now when God decided to call out a people out of the human gene pool to reveal himself to them, the requirement that God had for this covenant to be solidified, to be authenticated, or to be validated, is that they must be circumcised. And the circumcision, again, had to do with the removing of the hill of the foreskin. So once in the circumcision process, that skin is removed, it represents the removal of that thing that represented man's fall and that represented his separation from God. So that's why the Lord said, if any man will not be circumcised, he shall be cut off from his people. They will not be my people, and I will not be their God. So, and also in the ancient time, when a person was circumcised, the hill of the foreskin, that flesh, they did not burn it, or they did not throw it away. What they would do, they would bury it. So they did not burn it, or they did not throw it away, they would bury it. So God said to them, listen, if you do not keep this, the sign of the covenant, which is the circumcision, which is the removal of that skin of separation that represented the fall of man that they believed that God covered Adam and Eve with. So now we read in Colossians when Paul said, now also to back up before moving further, once Israel was circumcised, Israel received the cut that made them a son. That's why we read in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, the Lord says, I have loved Israel from he was a child, and out of Egypt I've called my son. So it was the circumcision, which was the seal of the covenant, which involved the cutting off of removing of the heel of the foreskin. It is that circumcision that brought natural Israel as a collective whole to the sonship, where God says, I've loved Israel from he was a child, and out of Egypt have I called my son. And so we're reading Colossians here, where Paul here now says, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Because in ancient time, the circumcision was done with natural hands because it was a natural act with spiritual implication. But Paul is saying that this circumcision is made without hands. He says, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. So we see here now there's a circumcision, or there's a cutting away of the flesh, cutting away of the sin of the old man that has separated us from God. So God is now circumcising or removing that flesh. And now verse 12, it says, buried with him in baptism. Remember, I said in ancient time when they circumcised the individual, they cut off the heel of the foreskin. They did not burn it or did not throw it away, but they buried it. So Paul here now says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. So the Old Testament sign or seal of the covenant was circumcision. Now Paul likened baptism unto circumcision. So in the new covenant, Christ dying on the cross and raised from the dead, that was the making of the new covenant. And when we accept and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, we repent, we're baptized for the remission of our sins. That is God without hands is circumcising our heart and cutting away the flesh, cutting away the things that has created separation between us and him. So Israel received their first circumcision. And then in Joshua chapter 5, the Lord told Joshua to make sharp knives and circumcise the children of Israel before entering the promised land. So when we come to Christ, give our heart to him, we're baptized, we become his disciple, that is the first circumcision. And the other circumcision that needs to take place before we enter into that level of sonship is what I will deal with next week. The Lord bless you, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle GCrumbie at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.